Chapter 18. Ron wondered about the Brago backyard. He couldn't remember having been in a place quite like this one. Their Cape Cod house was situated on a circle, and from one backyard, you can see into all the other backyards next to yours, and those from the other side of the circle. Sometimes they would cook food on a grill that was linked to the house's natural gas supply. Ron had never seen one that didn't need to be refilled. Mario was cooking at the grill, and Joey was inside, changing little Joey. Ron lit a cigarette and walked around the yard. In one corner was a large tree with a tire suspended from a rope. Ron looked at the makeshift swing and thought it had a friendly feel to it. Along the back of the chain-link fence was an old grapevine. It was in bloom, and Ron could see the deep purple luster of the fruit. He reached out and touched one of the grapes, thought about plucking it off to taste it, decided it wasn't a good idea. Along the other side of the yard was a vegetable garden. For a second, Ron was flooded with memories. They made him uncomfortable, and he wondered if he knew what he was doing. But then Celeste was walking towards him, and his doubts vanished. She was wearing a sleeveless yellow top that tied in back of her neck. Her breast jiggled as she moved. Her dark hair was tied in a ponytail. Her tan skin radiated. She was carrying clam on the half shell and held it out to Ron. He took it and slurped it down. The hot sauce had a sweet burn in his throat. They grinned at each other. "You don't fool around with the hot sauce, do you?" said Ron. She shook her head from side to side with a wide grin. Then she said, "Do you like the garden?"
"I like gardens," said Ron. He wanted to tell her that he had been thinking, but decided it wasn't a good time. He didn't understand this urge to just tell her everything. Could he really tell her everything? He wasn't sure that he could ever tell anyone everything. If they knew what ran through his head, they would think him too fucked up for words. He had learned from the few times that he had taken a chance and revealed some of what he was thinking. People grew silent, sometimes horrified, or laughed uncontrollably and told him that he was crazy. Quimpy had referred to him as a crazy, fucked-up kid from the first time that he was 16 years old. Chris thought he was nuts. Robin, his first love, had said that he wasn't real. Why did he feel this freedom with Celeste? His answer came in a flash. If I don't tell her, I will never be able to really open up to her. And what kind of a marriage would we have then? If I do tell her, and it drives her away, maybe she would have left anyway. And it would be better if she found out before they were married. He resolved to tell her later, when they were alone, and he could gaze into her face and see her reactions. He wondered if everyone who was planning to get married went through this kind of doubting about how much of themselves they should be revealing. He thought that they should. It also struck him that it seemed women wanted to know these things, but that didn't mean that they were necessarily revealing the same kinds of things about themselves. Celeste watched Ron's eyes go a little dreamy for a second. He was lost in thought. She wondered if this family thing was going to be too much for him, but wasn't sure that she should ask. He'd told her that he wanted her to tell him everything, but guys just said that. What she believed was they wanted you to tell them everything that they wanted to hear. Then she said, "We'd better go inside for dinner. Aren't we eating out here?" "No," said Celeste. My mother doesn't like to eat outside. This was very true. Anna was overweight and didn't like to sweat. She had allergies and hated being around plants. And then there were the flies. Anna hated flies with a passion that bordered on obsession. Next to her telephone, a cigarette, or a cup of coffee in her hand, the thing that you were most apt to see there was a fly swatter. If one got into the house, she would hunt it to distraction, cursing it each time that she swung and the fly escaped. Anna did not move quickly and had to use stealth in order to be successful. Mario had bought her the fly swatter soon after they were married, and he found her banging her shoe against the wall and crying. That had been many fly swatters ago. Ron got to the door and held it open for Celeste. "Don't let the flies in," hollered Anna. Ron didn't understand and waited for Celeste to climb the 3 stone steps to the backyard. Anna glared. Celeste hurried and shut the door in back of her, just as Barb came through the front door with Angel. The house went into immediate celebration, and the flies were forgotten. Angel exuded the radiance of discovery. The world was always new, and then some parts were always the same. Her grandmother's face was soft and warm and sweet and waiting for her. Her papa's chuckle at whatever she decided to do. Her mother. And there was Ron, standing in back of Aunt Tina, his hand on the door. He looked so happy to see her. He missed her being there. This was home. This was the warm place after adventures.